It's been a poor start to Louisiana's crawfish harvest. Drought in the summer and fall led to low survival and reproduction of crawfish. Those that did survive were slow to emerge from their burrows. But as demand picks up this month, LSU Ag Center aquaculture specialist Robert Romer says there is optimism that so will the catch.
This point forward, reports that we're getting from producers out there, they're starting to see crawfish and catches are starting to pick up.
Crawfish rely on warming waters for growth and development. The warm January has helped the crawfish increase in size.
The growth rates have been much higher than we would typically expect in an average January. So we've got a late start to the season, but we're starting to do a lot of catching up.
The outlook is somewhat weaker in the southwestern part of the state. Drought coupled with saltwater intrusion in that area has made crawfish production difficult. Darrell Romaine has around 150 acres of crawfish ponds in Kaplan and says this is one of the worst starts to the harvest he has seen.
The buyers I'm talking about say they're buying about one-third of the crop they bought last year, and last year was one of their worst years ever. So the drought has really affected the crawfish industry this year.
Dry weather also increases production cost. Farmers must use more fuel to pump water onto their ponds. The cost of baits also is up because of the increased cost of grains used in the baits. One unknown this year is the wild harvest from the Atchafalaya Basin. Romero said floods last spring helped to wash out and freshen the basin, which could have a positive effect on production. But the water stayed in areas for a long time.
And what this does is decrease the area where crawfish can burrow and reproduce, and it also increases the fish predation on crawfish.
The basin harvest typically comes in later than pond-raised crawfish. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.